I've been bringing some good shows. LC Curves played there. Great band Stigmatics have played there. So it just keeps coming. The Dogmatics will be there in December. Yeah. We're gonna have Hammered Saints gonna be there, which is another great Boston band. So, you know, between Boston and New York, we're changing it up tonight. Again, great band from New York, from the Lower East Side, Parkside Lounge on Density, with Don Blackcat, really nice guy. Him and Dennis, again, met them through Cindy and Henry. They couldn't be nicer. And they're going to be playing this great show tonight at the Square Root with the Glad Machine. And
You remembered it before.
Yeah, this is history.
Yeah.
The other one I couldn't remember playing in New York was Palmyra. Really nice person. Great DJ on Little Steven's Underground Garage. Like I said, New York is my second home. Being from Syracuse, New York, I used to spend a lot of time in New York in the late 70s and early 80s. So it's nice to get back down there and hang out on the Lower East Side with all my friends down there. So, again, I can't say enough about New York and Boston. The music scene in both cities are great, and I like spreading the music around.
Yeah. Kurt Baker has a new CD. It's either out or coming out very shortly, too. So he always puts out great music, Kurt Baker.
Oh, yeah. Kurt's got some great stuff, man. I can't wait for the new release. His CD releases at Faces on the...
That's right. Coming up, right?
Yeah. I think it's the 29th. The 29th, he is playing at Faces, his CD release. And then I think the next night he's up in Portland at Geno's.
Yeah. I knew he had a new record coming out, yeah.
And he's going to Japan. He's doing a tour in Japan. I take my hat off to any band that can play in Japan. Flash Cubes, one of my all-time favorite bands from Syracuse, where I'm from, they played Japan. I know that. Hey, Cheap Trick's played Japan.
Oh, yeah, famously. Right.
And, hey, Muck and the Myers have also played Japan. There you go. Some of my favorite bands playing in Japan.
Cool.
Everybody wants to play there.
All right, I'm going to play some more songs. I'll see if I can get some Slam Denistas and Sins up, but right now this is a girl named Susie Moon.
Took a little drive to see the sights, but I ended up in Bakersfield with some guys. Oh, 99 miles, we took Watching, watching. Everybody's watching, watching.
All right. Here's what we played right there. Thunder Pussy. I think they're from the Seattle area. A song called Gentle Frame. We got the Sins in there with Run From the Fire off Little Devil. Cold Expectations, Trench Coats off their fantastic release, Static Reactions. And the Slammed and Easters with Cut Me Some Slack. And we started with Susie Moo, 99 Miles to Pasadena off of Dominant Love. Bootleg Dan, back at it.
Hey, again, I can't say enough about Sins. I will give you a little story how I met Cindy and Henry. I was down in Jersey for the Big Star tribute at in Jersey City. I forget the name of the venue. But I met them down there.
They couldn't be nicer. And they've already played up in Boston. They played with Mock Bell. The last time they were up here at the Burren, great night of music with Little Billy Lost. We had a great time. And they are coming back. They're going to be playing with Linnea's Garden at the News Cafe in Pawtucket on the 22nd.
It's in there somewhere.
I'm sorry, the 21st. Trying to remember everything. The 21st, they're going to be playing with Linnea's Garden. Unfortunately, again, I'll be out on the road with Chelsea Curve. But I'll be with them on the 24th, again, at the Electric Bowery in New York City with Slamdanistas, their debut in New York, their debut on the East Coast. I love this band. I have not met Gabriel yet, but I talk to him on Facebook all the time. It is going to be a hell of a show. Again, Sins, Slamdanistas, and Palmyra playing Electric Bowery on the 24th, Sunday night. It's going to be a rocking show. I'm sure it's going to sell out, and it's going to be a great time. But Sins will be back up here playing with the Len Price 3. I'm telling you, this show is going to knock your socks off. I got Len Price 3 from the UK. If you don't know anything about them, take The Who, The Kinks, The Zombies, The British Invasion, and turn it up to 10. And then on top of that, we've got the Chelsea Curve. You know about the Chelsea Curve. I don't have to tell you about them. They're playing the whole tour with the Len Price 3. Sins is on the bill as well, and Tiger Bomb. So I've got four of the best bands on the East Coast playing with one of the best bands from the UK.
Yeah, I've seen some Len Price footage from, like, I think it must probably was YouTube or something. I don't know much about them, but the... yeah, go check out some of their videos or some of their live performances. They're quite something.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. I can't wait. They're also playing at the Burren, the back room at the Burren, which is another room that I love putting shows into. Tom, his staff, Joyce, one of the best sound persons in Boston as far as I'm concerned. I love that room. It's just a great place. So I got Len Price 3. And the Chelsea Curve and Mocking the Myers. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm just knocking it out of the park with these bills. And then to finish it off, we're down in New York on the 14th at the Parkside Lounge with my good friend Kip, Steve Krebs. And down there we've got, again, the Chelsea Curve's going to be playing, Palmyra, the Steve Krebs band, and... who knows? Lenny Kay, Little Steven, you know.
Could be anybody.
Could be anybody. It's New York.
Yeah.
It's Len Price 3 in New York on Wicked Cool Records. Yep. They've been on Wicked Cool for 18 years. They just released Chinese Burn on LP. They're going to knock your socks off. If you missed the Len Price 3, I don't know what to tell you. I've been talking about it. I've been talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. Don't miss it. It's going to be a show to knock your socks off. And again, Sins, what a great band. They will be playing at the Worthing Attic on November 12th. And that during that time, I've got the Cocktail Slippers, the Diamond Dogs, and Soraya will all be in town. So the party just keeps going. The rock and roll. Yeah. I can't get enough rock and roll. I don't know about you, but I'm born to rock and roll. I'm a rock and roll junkie. I always have been from since I was 10 years old. And I'm living my life like...
like don't there's get, no tomorrow.
Don't get any better than this as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Hanging out on the radio, talking music, rocking and rolling.
Yep. All right, Dan, Bootleg Dan, thanks once again for coming in. I'm going to probably close this out with a bunch of music. But, yeah, thanks again. And you might be around at the 1 o'clock hour, right?
Yeah, I will be in the 1 o'clock hour.
All right, here's some new stuff by Danny the K.
The Sandman let me down. Tired eyes, a wide and round in a pirouette, chasing cigarette smoke. Common Catholic clown, Mother Mary twirls around in a minuet with a silhouette. Time repeats itself. Communications down, menagerie in pieces on the ground. Now there's nothing left but the cigarette and the silhouette of my heart. Above this plastic clouds, the moon hides behind a frown. A search for things profound. Corpses lie in pieces on the ground. Now there's nothing left but the cigarette and the silhouette of my heart. On a carousel.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Red. They say no one loves a quitter, but it's been getting hard to love myself. I'm either paranoid or bitter about everybody else. Keep your feet on the ground now. Earth is giving out. Hey.
I think that was the end of that song. I'm not sure. There might have been like 6 seconds left. I might have gassed it early. But anyway, that was the Glad Machine with Virginia off of their release, Hey. Bleachers Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night. They're a national band. They play a lot of local music, as you can tell, but every now and then I stray off. The Downhauls with Don't Care from their Scream Into the Void EP. Great EP. Weekend Friends with Quitter. Girl with a Hawk, The Romantic. And Danny the K with Cigarettes and Silhouettes. Played a lot of music in that little block there. Bootleg Dan, you got anything else to add in these last final minutes?
Yeah. Again, Skybar, thanks for having me, man. What a lot of fun this is. Square Root tonight. I can't emphasize how good this show is going to be. You just heard Glad Machine. They are one of the best power pop bands. I am telling you now, if you miss them, you're going to miss a great show. They're playing with This Day in History. Great young band that I saw last week play in the studio. I really dug them. Got some great songs, good stuff. Remind me of the DBs and REM. Really cool band. And again, I can't tell you enough about New York. Parkside Lounge, great club. And we've got Density and Black Cat. Coming right from the Parkside Lounge to Boston tonight at the Square Root. They're playing at 8:30, 9:30. We have Glad Machine, and at 10:30 to finish the night off, This Day in History. Our good friend Lucia is going to be on the door tonight. So say hello. Dean and Lucia will be there, and many of our friends. So stop by and check out some great rock and roll. But tomorrow night, I have another great show coming at you at a great place called the Electric Haze in Worcester, Mass. And that night is Crowfollow. You know Crowfollow.
Yep.
They are a great band. They're doing two sets, and they're playing with Sapling, which is another great band from the Worcester area, so there should be a great draw. And Tish Tish. The show starts at 8 o'clock. We're going to be partying and playing all night. Again, Crowfollow, Sapling, and Tish Tish. No Worthing Attic show this week. We'll be back on October 1st with some good friends of mine from Syracuse, New York, Preacher. And we also have... bear with me for a minute, folks.
It's in there somewhere.
It's in there somewhere.
In the vast catalog of upcoming...
Thank God I got a calendar here, because if I didn't, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, you'd forget your own gigs.
Yeah, you got that right. Oh, I'm sorry. We got Larry Newman. You know, Larry, he's doing an acoustic thing. Nice little blues acoustic thing. And we got this great band that I just found out recently, Phantom Ocean. And I think they're from the North Shore. So that's going to be the Worthing Attic on the 1st. And the night before, we're playing at the Square Root. Again, this one's with Tad Overbaum. Love Tad's stuff, man. Great Americana, rootsy stuff going on. My friend Preacher, again, Noel. And Satch Currens is going to be playing at the Square as well. So... plenty of shows coming up. You'll hear me later on the radio today with Brian and Crash Course for Ravers. And he's got Key Caustic coming.
Yeah, great band.
So I'm looking forward to sitting down and talking to them and plugging some more shows. So, again, thanks, Skybar. Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate you and all the support on your show, all the bands you've put on, and more bands to come. He's going to be doing the interview with Diamond Dogs coming up in November, so stay tuned. Thanks
all right,
again.
Dan. Thanks a lot. Got about 10 more minutes to go. I'm going to have a couple more songs, and then I'm out. This is another fairly new song. I think it's their latest single by The Family Township.
Spinning tires upside down on the
All right. As the sirens go by, that was Gretchen. No, that wasn't Gretchen Shea. That was the Jacklights. New single by the Jacklights called Final Girl. They have an EP coming out, I believe, in 3 or 4 weeks. They're going to be on my show in a couple weeks. Finley Township with It's a Heartbreak, their latest single. The Glad Machine with Virginia. And that's about it. It's 1056 WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening. Something About the Woman, is that right, is coming up next. And I'm going to leave you with one, the newest single by Gretchen Shea and the Middle Eight. Thanks again.
Of the Mephidrone Queens, bring me the wings of the Mephidrone Queen. I was looking for the NCB Mumbai division. My fiance killed in that wrong way street collision. I dove into my work, I mean, what else could I do? I really love that girl. It was rare for drug lords to be of female persuasion. Must admit these witches had my admiration. Wasn't the drug so much was my deciding factor, cause I was always bombed and blunted like that chubby so-so actor. Off to the runway, off to the sky. Bring me the wings of the Mephidrone Queen. Teenage mugs, all sunk in on the teat of the MCAT. Oh, New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast. Orders were MDA in the discos of Dubai. When I hopped a side trip with a tycoon and his wife, they craved a sexcapade, but I couldn't get it up. I hear this video and it's gnawing at my gut. Meanwhile, in the former Bombay, the case was getting hot. Money for snitches left queen bitch within earshot. Tycoon was nice enough to fly me in his plane. We never spoke about my impotence again.